Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just another great tune. Obvious today, we go with the bumper music theme. This is a given. We're playing the Hall of Famers, Red Hot Chili Peppers, because we are fortunate right now to be joined by Chad Smith, their tremendous drummer, endless amount of Grammys for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Chad Smith has a tie to this state, and that's part of this conversation. Born in Minnesota, parents graduated from the U of M. He has a foundation. I love that he has a foundation. He's launching his first ever scholarship at the University School of Music. The scholarship honors his parents who instilled a lifelong love of learning and the arts in the family. That's part of what Chad put out and his team put out in the release. And Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is kind enough to join us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you coming on. Was it... If you were going to do something at a university, because of your parents, because you're from here, was the U of M the automatic place to start?
Yes. I mean, just all you just said, you just set it up. Perfect. Yes, both of my parents graduated. They're both Gophers. And I was born there, actually. And lived in Richfield for a few years.
Sure.
So I have that connection. And our whole family does, obviously. So it was, yes, it was really important being, like you said, our foundation has the scholarship based around both my parents that we wanted to do the big kickoff with you guys. And the school and everyone there has been so helpful and so nice. And the other cool thing I'm going to say, and you were probably going to get there, is that the kickoff is alumni homecoming weekend,
yeah.
October 11th,
right.
Against Purdue, and we're going to whip Purdue, and I am going to perform at halftime with the marching band, who are doing a Chili Pepper medley halftime show.
I mean, that's tremendous. Now, did they pick out the tunes on their own, or did you say, hey, how about a couple of these? Did you play any role in the selections?
You know what? They were so great. No, they sent me a thing saying they're very good about it. Like, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? They had a whole thing, like, all figured out, and so I was like, great, let's do it. Now, look, I'm not going to be marching. I'm going to be in the
come
band
on,
part
come
of the march.
Come on. Are you tempted to
band.
March?
I'm in the band. No, because they're going to go into the M, and I'm going to blow it, and I'm going to look. It's going to look like M period. We don't want that. So I'm going to play. I'm going to
Minnesota.
Play
come on, Chad. Go to Minnesota. Come on.
I'll be stationary with a drum set, rocking out to a medley of probably our more recognizable tunes, hopefully. And they did a great job, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Can you give me at least one of the songs you're going to play?
No, you have to come to the game.
On.
No.
Come on.
No.
Okay, so.
I mean, you know the song.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah. Okay, for me, now, I graduated from Arizona State University. And,
party animal.
And, yeah, there was a little bit of that. And my son attended Purdue. So if
Ooh.
I go, I mean, Ooh. where's my? I mean, I live in Minnesota. I mean,
where is it? Where's again? Where is your? Yeah, where you got? You live there.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm conflicted. Okay, how long were you in Richfield before you moved, and where'd you move to?
I lived in Richfield about 3.5 years. My father worked for Ford Motor Company, and he was transferred to Dearborn in Michigan.
Makes sense. So, right.
Yep, exactly. So, and we spent a lot of time in Michigan. That's where I did a lot of my growing up. But the early years, like I say, Minnesota, and then my grandmother lived there as well, and so we would go back and visit all the time, and we have just a lot of friends in Minnesota that we still keep up with to this day, and so it's a special place for us. But yeah, I spent a lot of my other growing up years outside of Detroit, Michigan.
This is Chad Smith. What a great honor to have him on, and what a great gesture by him. So the fact that all this success, I mean, this band, this legendary Hall of Fame band, around since 1982. He has his own foundation. We're going to talk about the foundation a little bit more. But not only performing at halftime, but a meet and greet with Chad Smith at 12:45. How's that going to work? Has anybody told you about the meet and greet, what that process is?
Yeah, the meet and greet, well, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I'm going to be there. And whoever wants to come and hang out, and we'll talk whatever. You know, yeah, we'll do we're going to talk about, obviously, the foundation, and if I would love to have people involved in any way that they want to be, and hopefully there'll be some alumni, since it is homecoming weekend.
We can have
some of those people. But I just, to get people excited about it, and again, because it's the kickoff, I figured it would be nice to have a little get-together, a little more intimate thing. Yeah.
It's The Graduate by Hilton Minneapolis, right there by the campus. Excellent, excellent hotel. Okay.
Oh, good.
Do you remember by any chance the first time the band played here in Minnesota? Does that stand out for you in any way because of the tie to the area?
Well, I joined the group in 88, so they may have performed
that doesn't
before.
Count. Dave and I, both fans of the band, pre-U doesn't count, right, Dave?
They weren't any good.
We don't even count.
They were terrible.
Those 6 years don't count.
I think it's some kind of a coincidence or not, but once I joined the group, we became very popular. I don't know.
Not a coincidence. Not a coincidence.
I remember playing, of course, First Avenue.
Sure.
I mean, that's like an iconic, as everybody knows in Minnesota. That was a big deal for me. I was like, oh, my, this is Prince and the whole thing. But prior to that, do you have some historical information?
I mean, do you think we put prep into this show? I mean, come on.
You didn't go to Wikipedia.
Okay, so did First Ave live up to the hype?
It did for me. I just like, yeah, because there's not, when you think about it, certainly in the United States, there's not a lot of really iconic clubs. There's iconic venues like the Madison Square Gardens and the Forums and the, certain places, but like the Metro in Chicago and First Avenue, Fillmore's in San Francisco, stuff like that. Those are smaller venues that, the Whiskey Go-Go, blah, 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 stuff like that. But like Prince's Club, obviously, is everybody knows that. So yeah, that's special for sure.
Chad Smith with us. His foundation is launching their first ever scholarship. It's with the U of M, their School of Music. Again, honors his parents. And then he should be marching. We're a little disappointed that he's not marching with the band, but he's performing with the band Homecoming on the 11th of October when they take on Purdue. Is there one concert, okay, and let's go internationally, let's leave the States, where if somebody says to you, how can you capture the Red Hot Chili Peppers in one concert playing internationally? And I mean, you guys have done hundreds and hundreds of shows. Is there one that stands out more than the other?
Well, I think that if audience-wise, and I've said this before, and it pisses off some of the other countries and cities, South America, they just go bananas. They love rock and roll, the culture, the people. It's like religion to them. And so Brazil and Colombia and certain places. But Buenos Aires, Argentina,
wow,
there is a venue called the River Plate, River Plate, which is a football stadium, or soccer, football for them. And it's like 60,000 people. And they just, I'm telling you, they lose their minds. They sing every riff. They sing every song. And in between, they go, ole, 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 red hot, red hot, like loud, like deafening. They're louder than us. It's wild. It's to me, that's like, if you want to go and experience, any rock, any concert, I would assume, because that's just how they are. They love it so much. I mean, there's great places, Ireland, Spain. We're so fortunate people still come and see us. But yeah, if you wanted to go down to South America, I would recommend that for a rock and roll concert.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two questions, and I promise I'll let you go. You're just great. I hope somehow we could do this again. You're so comfortable.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Sure. Man.
Tell me about your foundation. I will say this. I have a son with significant health issues, and I came up with a foundation in honor of him, and I started donating money in the last few years, and it means the world to our family that we're able to help people out. So tell me about the Chad Smith Foundation.
Well, that's amazing that you're doing that, and you have a passion for that, and obviously a connection to that, and good for you, man. That's well done. Where you have an opportunity to give back, where you're in a position to be able to shine a light on something that you're passionate about and that needs that love and attention. Music was so important to me growing up. I knew I wanted to be a musician from 7 years old. And in school, I was so fortunate to have in a public school, marching band, concert band, symphonic band, jazz band, a music theory class. And if I didn't have that, I wouldn't probably be here today doing what I'm doing. I certainly wouldn't have got through school. So as we know, lots of times the art and music are the first things that get cut out of funding,
Yes.
And that's just... It blows my mind because when people have art and music in school, attendance is up. They do better in the other subjects. Their family and their parents get involved. Graduation rates are up. All good things, positive things that art and music have. So I just want to have, it worked for me, and it's authentic that I think that for me to be able to go forward and try to help somebody that needs a little help, needs a lift, whether it's financial or other ways. We have equipment and different things and places to play, and we want to get teachers involved. And of course, with Minnesota, we're going to help somebody go all the way through that really needs that, that's really passionate about music.
Beautiful.
And I just think that why not? I'm so lucky to be in this position where I've been successful in my program, in my music, and our band. And if I can get somebody to want to play or want to be in the music business or anything, that's great. I'm just so happy about that. And then, of course, honoring my parents and other people in my family are involved. It's a thing that we can all do together, and it's a beautiful thing. And so I just feel lucky and grateful, and I'm excited about it. And I'm so happy again, Minnesota, first place to do. We're gonna have a great kickoff, and I'm so thankful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, let's go.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's say you hang up on us in like 2 minutes and you say, I want to take these two guys to a concert, but it can't be our own. And we're both big fans of your band. So the three of us are going somewhere to see somebody else right now in concert, and you get to pick it. Who are we seeing?
I would go see Oasis.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too.
I don't know if that's your thing.
Yeah, I'm in.
But like, yeah, it would be fun, and they were at the Rose Bowl out here, and I would go. And right now, okay, if we left tomorrow,
yeah,
we could go to London and see them at Wembley.
Oh,
and that would be off the hook because they're in their home, they're in England, and who knows if that's ever going to happen again. And so I think right now that's the best rock and roll concert. Let's go.
Will you pick us up from LA right here, and then we'll fly over? Dave, are you in?
Let me just gas up the jet.
Yeah, get it going. Yeah, Dave's got a jet. We can do that. You get here and get on Dave's. I had so much fun, and it's so meaningful that you're doing this to help out somebody else who wants to be the next Chad Smith and wants to do something completely different in music. And the fact that you have a foundation, want to help people out, I hope it inspires other people. I hope you have a great time in the 11th. And if we ever can talk again, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure. Appreciate you helping and keep doing what you're doing. Good on you.
Appreciate it, man. Chad
Smith.
See you
at the game. I'll see you at the halftime.
Yeah, I'll swing down on the field. Chad told me I could come down. Yeah. Thank you, Chad. I appreciate it. Chad Smith, Red Hot Chili Peppers. How good was that? The drummer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, has played here an endless amount of times. And his foundation, first ever scholarship to the U of M. He's going to be part of the performance against Purdue. I'm going to kill Purdue. I'll be just rubbing that in against Hunter. I prefer if ASU was beating Purdue. That's just me. But I think he enjoyed it.
Seemed like a lot of energy.
Yeah. What do you think? Right now he's talking to his handlers. God, that was terrible.
Likely.
Yeah. Also, we kept him like 6 minutes longer.
Yeah, that's all your fault. Entirely your fault. Thanks a lot. He may have had an entire day of interviews now screwed up because you went long, and now his entire day is going to go long, and he's going to be mad at you when he's late for dinner.
That's the producer's fault. I'm just talent. You know, you just put a script here in front of me, and I just read it.
And you've never met a stop sign you didn't blow through.
Yeah. I mean, did you tell?
Speed cameras would be all on top of you right
did
now.
Did you tell me to stop earlier?
Yes, I did.
Did you tell me? Show me three or four times to stop earlier. I forgot. I was enjoying
that
it.
That was good, though. It's really good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
why
it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.